Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Splashdown. From Tranquility Base to Taurus Litro to the tranquil waters of the Pacific, the latest chapter of NASA's journey to the moon comes to a close. Orion, back on Earth.
That was NASA's Rob Novaya speaking yesterday as the Orion capsule from the Artemis 1 mission splashed down after a near 26-day journey through space. The mission is one step in NASA's plan to put humans back on the moon's surface. The splashdown comes 50 years after the Apollo 17 mission landed on the lunar surface. It was the last human mission to the moon. So how did it all go and what's next? Joining me to talk about it is Brendan Byrne, the space reporter for member station WMFE in Orlando, Florida. Hi, Brendan.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So there were problems getting the mission off the ground, but once it was airborne, it seemed to go smoothly, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. The SLS rocket, which gave Orion its boost off of this planet, uses hydrogen and oxygen fuel. And we learned that hydrogen is a very finicky molecule. It didn't want to stay inside the spacecraft, and there was a lot of leaking. Engineers were dealing with a very tumultuous storm season here in Florida they had to protect the rocket from. But once it did leave the ground, this was a very successful mission. The picture-perfect launch, picture-perfect mission. In fact, it went so well that engineers here on the ground were able to add additional test objectives to this mission, more than the 122 that they had set up for this mission. So it was a very, very successful mission.
Wow. Well, there were no humans on board, but there were mannequins and plants. Remind us what exactly the aim of this mission was.
Yeah, so this is the first mission of NASA's Artemis program. And Artemis, as you mentioned, aims to put humans back on the moon for the first time in 50 years. So there were no people on board this one. But the next mission, Artemis 2, is going to be taking a similar flight path, and it will have people on board. So really what they were doing is they were pushing this capsule to the test, to the brink, to see if it could support humans and the astronauts would be safe on their mission. So those mannequins, they were there to measure radiation exposure, right? Once you leave low Earth orbit, you're not protected from the Earth getting blasted with this solar radiation. And it could have an impact on, you know, humans biologically and also technology, the hardware that's going there. So really, this was a test mission to prove that the Orion space capsule will be safe for those astronauts when they launch in a few years on this next mission. And early signs point to, yeah, it did a really good job at protecting those mannequins.
Great to know that. So after this success, what comes next for the Artemis program?
So the next big milestone is humans. Humans will be on Artemis 2. So they will fly around the moon and then return. Not nearly as long as this mission was. As you mentioned, it was almost 26 days. That mission will be only about 10 days. But Artemis 3 is when those astronauts will actually land on the surface of the moon. But a lot of things have to happen before Artemis 3. There still needs to be a lander developed and built. Right now, SpaceX is working on that. And then new spacesuits. These astronauts will need the right suits for them to do their lunar exploration down there on the surface.
And that's slated for 2024, correct?
That's right. There's still a bit of work to be done for that. The 2024 is when the astronauts will go around the moon, and then as early as 2025, they will actually land on the surface. But a lot of the hardware from Artemis, this mission, Artemis 1, that just got back, is going to be used for Artemis 2. So that capsule is making its way back to the Kennedy Space Center. They're pulling out a lot of the computers and the navigation systems and testing it and then putting it in the next capsule for those humans. So that's why it's going to take about 2 years for that mission.
Got it. And NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said that new mission will be manned by, and I'm using his words, a whole new breed of astronauts. What does he mean by that, Brendan?
That's right. There's a new core of astronauts. These are no longer the Apollo astronauts who were white men with military backgrounds. The new astronauts are a diverse group of men and women from different backgrounds, both in ethnicity and from what they've studied. There's traditional pilots and engineers, but there's also scientists in this group. And they're all training for these missions now. We don't know who they are yet, although Bill Nelson did tease that we're going to know who they are very soon. But they're training for that mission. They're training to take those next steps on the moon.
And we're also hearing about regular civilians being able to fly to the moon in a commercial, you know, rocket ship or capsule. Does the Artemis mission help that project or maybe hinder it?
Well, the capsule that they're developing, I believe you're speaking of the SpaceX and the Dear Moon project, which will be sending a bunch of artists and journalists to the moon. That vehicle is the same vehicle that's going to take humans to the surface of the moon. So this kind of development is happening in collaboration, and it's surely getting a lot of people excited about the moon again.
It's Brendan Byrne, space reporter for member station WMFE. Thanks, Brendan.
Thanks for having me.